of the second unit in there this afternoon. The Capital would make a run at them, and then they'd have to put the regulars back in. So it's taken hope with the regulars out there for a better part of the ball game in this one in order to try to keep the lead.
It's really nice to see Brittany Berry get her stroke back because she's struggled a little bit from the three-point land for the opening part of the season, but after last night where she was solid hitting them, and tonight she doesn't, or this afternoon, she doesn't look like she's afraid at all at taking the shot. She's made 3 of 4 from three-point land for all 9 of her points. And for Capital right now, Jamie Canton is the only player in double digits. She has 16 points, 7 of 9 from the field, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And Canton will be the one inbounding the ball from side court for Capital.
Takes a look around, has problems, finally gets it into Gage. Kaufman's on her. She spins around, gets away, flips it over to Canton. Canton drives baseline, shot up. McAfee blocks it, but the foul is going to go against Maura McAfee.
Canton is really dangerous from that baseline. You can tell that she likes to drive the baseline.
They drive the baseline and look to go to the foul line if they don't make the shot. So Canton, from the line, drops it in. Canton shooting 10 out of 13 for 76%. Canton with the second one, and again, somebody's in the lane. This one will not count.
That's the second time Capital's done that in this game.
Katie Klingman in for the first time for the Crusaders. She's a 6-foot freshman out of Painesville, Ohio. So Dixie Jeffers getting a little more height in the ball game to put her on Maura McAfee. Ball stolen away by Gage. Gage, left wing, pulls up short, tries to bounce pass inside. Loose ball on the court, and we get a jump ball.
Do we have a jump ball?
I think so, unless they got timeout.
No, I think Brittany Berry was out of bounds when she recovered that ball. So I think the ball is going to go to the Crusaders.
If you say so. There are 4 girls piled up there, and they peel them off one at a time. Gage inbounds it. Gets it in. Jurowski. Krowski works against Megan Kelly, goes cross court to Merritt. Little bounce pass to Gage, back to Merritt. Outside for 3, missing it at Jurowski. Rebound, comes to Hope. Kaufman will slow it down, and they want it set up. Coach Moe has a play he wants run. And reaching in and trying to knock the ball away was Gage. And there was a touch foul. Gage wasn't happy with the call, but that's what it says now. You're going to make that contact, or you're going to get a foul. Kaufman outside, around the edge, shot underhand, no good. Rebound, Traversa, back up and in. Well, Traversa with the bucket, 60-44, Hope edging away. Gage around the left wing. Looks inside, can't get it there, picks up her dribble. Kaufman's all over her. They try to get it on the outside, and finally they do. Underneath to Canton, her shot, good. That was Thompson underneath, rather. 60-46, Hope on top. Kelly at the right wing, Traversa at the top of the key. Underneath, the man of McAfee. And a little bit too high. Brittany Berry uncorked that one. A high, hard fastball. And it got away from her. Anna Dole comes back in for Hope. And Capital gets the basketball. Capital, Gage, ball in her hand. Goes to the right wing, picks it up, gets it back to Canton. Her jumper, no good. Rebound underneath, comes open to Merritt, and all she has to do is put it up and in. She's a freshman out of Cincinnati, Ohio. 60-48, Hope of the lead. 14 minutes left in this one. Kaufman at the point for the Crusaders, or for the Flying Dutch. Crusaders have the pressure on as Gage is right in their face. Traversa back out to Berry. Berry moves in, backs out behind the back dribble, feeds underneath. Ball taken away down low. And McAfee with a tie-up, and McAfee's going to get the foul.
Yep. Her second foul.
So Rebecca Lawrence comes in for Maura McAfee. And the ball will go over to the Crusaders. Hope with a few turnovers. I'm just checking out there. What do you have on turnovers? Canton drives, puts it up, misses. Rebound Merritt. Kicks back out to Gage at the point. Gage works left against Kaufman. Kaufman backs off to Canton, right wing. Into the paint all the way. Shot off the glass. No good. And the whistle blows. We got a foul. And it's going to go Katie Klingman with the foul for the Crusaders. 60-48. Hope with the lead and the basketball. 13-23.
After that, Ron, both teams have 13 turnovers.
Kaufman with the weave on the right side to Berry. Berry tries to drive, can't get past the defender. Merritt doing a good job right now on Berry. Out on top of the key to Lawrence. Berry shot off the glass and short. Ball out of bounds. Kaufman could catch up with it, so it's going to go to Capitol. They'll have it on the far side. Inbound pass to Gage. Gage is picked up by Kaufman. Around the left wing. Little bounce pass, and ball's tipped out of bounds, and the foul's going to go against Lawrence. Tried to reach in and knock that one. She got the ball, and she got the arm as well. McAfee back in for Hope. Megan Kelly.
And that was Lawrence's third foul.
And Gaddy also back in. Gage and Gaddy have had a pretty good battle out there tonight. Gage spins around, down the paint, tried to pass, and good anticipation by Megan Kelly as she blocked that pass, but a tie-up underneath, and Hope's going to get it. Traversa will inbound it. As Capitol drops back in their defense. Gaddy for the Flying Dutch, left side Kelly. Kelly back out in front, Traversa. Traversa, right wing, Gaddy. Moves in the top of the key, puts up the jumper. It's no good. And over the back, I think, is Merritt.
Yeah, Megan Kelly had good position underneath the basket for the rebound, and Merritt went over her back.
That's what it looked like, but it doesn't always come out that way. Pass underneath, shots missed. By Traversa, got her own rebound back, and I think she was fouled underneath by Merritt. So Traversa will be at the line.
Amazing the height advantage and how much that's played into this game. Hope College has 35 rebounds compared to Capitol's 19, but Hope College has 21 offensive boards. That's more rebounds than Capitol has overall.
They're going to give the foul to number 34, which is Klingman. But it was very clearly three that committed the foul. The referee called it number two. And then she had to go back and identify who the foul was on. They picked 34. How's that? Rebound underneath as McAfee is fouled.
There's another two rebounds for Maura McAfee.
So McAfee at the line. Hope with a 60-48 lead. 12-14 left. Morris free throw hits. Bounds off the right side. She'll have the second one. Melissa LaRue will come in for Traversa. So Hope with three guards. And McAfee drops in the free one. In pass to Gage, 61-48, Hope on top at the 12-minute mark. Gage along the right side, spins around, heads for the hoop, bounce pass underneath to Canton. Her reverse layup's no good, gets a rebound, puts it up, puts it in. She wanted that one, the reverse layup missed, she went right back, got a rebound. Getty over to LaRue, LaRue in the paint, right side to Kelly. Kelly drives baseline, fakes the shot, and gets hammered. She's going to try to get the girl up in the air, Katie Klingman, and she did, and she came down all over Kelly, so Kelly's going to go to the line. 61-50, as Megan Kelly will step to the stripe, got the first one.
She's 4-for-5 from the free throw line this afternoon.
Substitutes for both teams coming in. And Kelly at the line for the second of the free ones. Swish. 63-50. Hope up by 13. With 11:39 left. Gage around the outside edge to Sheets. Sheets working against Gaddy. Has the ball tipped away. And Kapler will go back and get it. Jarowski one-on-one with Kelly. Pulls up short. Feeds on the outside. They go left wing. Shot taken by Sheets. No good. Rebound Canton. Her shot partially blocked. McAfee gets the ball out to Gaddy. Gaddy on the right side. Kelly. Kelly will slow it down. Now puts on a burst of speed to the baseline. And she slips. Goes down. But a foul is called. And it's going to go against 15 Gage. So Gage gets a foul. That'll be her fifth, the way the first one is good. Excuse me, it's her second. I'm reading it wrong. Looking at the scoreboard across the way, and I read the points and not the fouls. Merritt comes in, replacing Gage. Capital with the basketball. Hope with a 65-50 lead. On the right side, Kurowski to Shields. Shields out in front. Leaves it for Merritt. Merritt spins around left. Underneath, pass stolen by McAfee. Good move that time. To Gaddy. Gaddy brings it up. Kelly on the left wing. Kelly out front to McAfee. Back into the hands of Gaddy. To Dole up on top of the key. LaRue. LaRue back to Gaddy. Gaddy works in between two people and a foul. And it's going to go against Canton. That is her third. And it'll be Gaddy at the line for Hope. 10:25 left. Hope's lead up to 15, and this one's good. Make it 16. 66-50. And Angelique will have the second one. Bounces the ball a couple of times. Takes her time. Just eases it over the front of the rim and through the 67-50. Hope for the lead. It's the biggest lead, isn't it, of the afternoon?
Yes, it is.
So on the outside edge, quick pass underneath the Sheets. Her shot misses. Rebound comes out to Gaddy. Long pass.
Wow.
And Hannah Dole with a layup shot. And she's got the two and the foul.
A dangerous pass from Gaddy to Dole, but it turned out to be a good pass.
She threaded the needle. She wound up like a quarterback and fired that thing, and Dole was there to make the reception, put up the two-pointer, and got the ball. So Hannah at the line with the free throw. This one rattles, won't go in, and comes down to Canton. Over to right side, Sheets. Sheets to the basket, cross-court pass, Merrill back into the hands of Canada. Her shot is good. And we'll wait and see. Is it going to be? I think it's LaRue. Yeah, Melissa LaRue with the foul.
You know, I think that one was a closer to a charge than the last one that was called the other way.
Well, one thing they look for is if the offensive man runs into the chest of the defensive man, then there isn't much of a question that it's a charge. Otherwise, it isn't.
I think the reason, one of the reasons why she got it called is because she was so close to being underneath the basket. That's another thing they look for, is they don't want the players to be underneath the basket trying to draw charges. So,
well, that's what that little half circle is. The free throw by Catton is good. So she adds another point to her total. That makes it 22 for her. Brittany Berry with the basketball at the left wing. Goes down to the baseline, picks up her dribble, looks underneath. Nobody there. To Kelly in the left wing. Kelly starts to drive, goes all the way, finds an opening and puts it in. 71-53, Hope with the lead. Gage crosses the timeline, behind the back dribble. Goes Canton left side, her shot, off the window and in. 71-55, Hope with the lead. Hope with the basketball underneath the Dole. Her turnaround shot, off the mark. Rebound comes down to Capital. Crusaders on the attack. Brett to Cannon. Cannon, no good. Back to Brett. Her shot off the window and knocked out of bounds. It's going to go to Hope.
I don't know about that one.
Hope's going to get the basketball.
Coach Jeffers is not happy about that call, and it could have gone the other way easily, but we'll take it.
So Kaufman brings it up for Hope. Traversa, left side to Kelly. Back out in front to DeLorenz. Right side, Kaufman for three. In and out of the basket. No good. And a rebound not saved out there. It's going to go to Hope. So Hope will have it underneath their own basket. Brittany will inbound it. They have their setup play. Hope lines up in a diamond. Back to Traversa for three. Yes! The freshman nails the triple. 74-55. Hope pulling away with 8:25 left. Sheets outside with Merritt. Long cross-court pass to Sheets. Her shot no good as it hits the rim and bounds up over the top of the glass. And it's going to belong to Hope. Karoski back in. And Hope's going to have the basketball with a 74-55 lead. 8:12 on the clock. Kaufman to the left wing. Starts in the middle. Gives it to Kelly. Kelly who tries it. Can't get through. Back to Brittany. Brittany fakes a three-pointer, gets her defender up in the air. Canton's on her now. Over to Kelly at the right wing. Kelly goes underneath. Nice underhand scoop shot by Kelly. That's good. And she draws a foul. So Kelly.
That's 18. That's 18 now for Megan Kelly. So maybe you spoke too soon about Rebecca Lawrence.
That's possible out there. Is Megan having a good game as well?
Well, they're all shooting to get a trophy here for the all-tournament team.
And Kelly has it. 77-55. Hope with the lead. 7:45 left. Hope going into a zone defense. On the outside. Capital working it back and forth. Shields. Jarowski. Jarowski shot blocked by Lawrence. And the ball knocked away by Canton. She takes it in, puts it up and in. She's a very physical ball player out there. 77-57, Hope with the lead. Kelly back out in front to Rebecca. Lawrence pass off to Kaufman. Kaufman wants to give it back to Lawrence. The three people drop back in front of her. Quickly they get it to Sheets. All the way. Her shot rolls around, drops in. 77-59, Hope. Berry at the left wing. Sets up. Fires a triple. Wow. Oh, yes. Shall we include Brittany in that group out there? She's
that's number four.
Working around the edge. And underhand shot underneath is no good. Rebecca Lawrence with the rebound. 80-59, Hope with the lead. Kaufman to Kelly at the right wing. And a timeout called by Coach Moe with 6:26 left. 80-59. Hope for the lead.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods for natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game. Go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Four players for the Flying Dutch in double figures. Megan Kelly and Rebecca Lawrence each with 19. Brittany Berry and Mara McAfee each with 12. Jamie Canton putting in a strong effort to be part of the all-tournament team as well. She has 26 points in this game with 6:25 left. She's having a solid performance in this afternoon's ball game. Well, the Flying Dutch will have a little bit of a mini break going into this week. They won't have classes, but they will probably have practice throughout the week, and then they will travel down to Florida for the and to Orlando for their tournament. We will be here next Friday and Saturday, Ron, for the Holland Sentinel Rust Event Classic. It will be the home opener for the men here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, and it should be a very interesting ball game as the Flying Dutchman will be coming off a 13-day break.
Well, who are they going to play in that tournament?
Well, I don't have that right in front of me, but I can find out rather easily because I have the program here, Ron, but I'll have to find it on the pages. Let's see here, the men's schedule, and Hope will play Illinois Wesleyan. No, their first game will be against Lake Forest, and then they will play the winner of the Illinois Wesleyan Wilmington, Ohio game.
So Hope with the basketball. On the left side to Kelly, underneath Florence. Her shot hits the bottom of the glass. Kelly picks it up, forces a shot, but it's fouled. So Megan Kelly will go to the line for Hope. All of Hope's free throws now will be two shots as 10 fouls against Capital, 7 against Hope. She has the first one.
That's 20 for Megan Kelly now. She is 9 for 10 from the free throw line.
So the senior having a good afternoon makes both of these. 82-59, Hope with the lead, 6 minutes left. Hope in his own. Yurovsky goes to the right wing, gets it on the outside sheets, back out in front, shot taken by Yurovsky, no good. Ball stolen away from Rebecca Lorenz by Gage. And get it back around the horn to Gage at the left wing. Against Hope's own, Gage with the basketball, tries a triple, got it. So Gage with a triple makes it 82-62. Hope on top, 5:40 left. Kaufman way outside. Gage moves up. She's got to move toward the basket. Traversa at the top of the key to Berry. Back out in front to Kelly. Around they go to Kaufman, left wing. Kaufman in the paint, left-handed hook shot. Nice move. Puts it in. Switch hands there. And she went up for the layup shot and went from right to left and got the nice little bounce off the glass. 84-62 as Capital tries to work it underneath. Gage on the outside. They get it to Sheets. Kicking it back out. Jurowski to Gage. Gage tries to drive the paint. Puts an underhand shot in. No good. Traversa with a rebound. To Kaufman. Two on one. Kaufman will slow it down. And set it up. On the right side to Megan. Kelly into the paint. Kicks it over to Lorenz. Left side Kaufman. Hope taking some time off the clock before they're shooting now. Shot clock is at 9. Kaufman drives. Her shot just rolled off the edge. And the rebound goes to Capitola. Jurovsky over to Gage. Gage left corner to Sheets. Back to Gage. Cross-court pass, Jurowski. Drives into the paint. Gage for another triple. This one misses. Rebound underneath. Rebecca Lawrence comes away. Quickly into the front court. All the way, and the traveling is going to be called. Kaufman just took that all the way and got the shot off, but took some steps in between.
That came, I think that traveling call came from the Capitol bench, because the last time she drove the lane, they were screaming for a travel, and this time the officials gave it to them.
So, some substitutes coming in for Hope. As we go back to the original starting lineup, 4 minutes left in the ball game. Hope with an 84-62 lead. Merritt back out in front to Sigmund. On the outside, Merritt. Sigmund at the top of the key. Merritt takes a look, can't get a shot. Jurowski says, I'll shoot it. And the shot misses, hits off the side and out of bounds to Hope. So Hope will have the basketball. Capitol looks like they might put on a press, but they drop back into their defense. Getty to the right wing. Out on top to Kelly. Kelly looks underneath. Drives the left side. Gets a shot. Gets a score. Nice screen set up that time in the middle by McAfee. All the way is Canton. She tried to force a pass on the inside. Misses it. The pass to Getty all the way. Her shot misses on the breakaway. Jurowski with the rebound all the way on the right side to Ken. Back outside to go, Jurowski. Her little jumper, yes, falls in. And a timeout called by Capitol as they trail 86-64 with 2:55 left in the game.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Anchored in Sports. What is it? During the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with the 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? Go to 92.7thevan.com for our Anchored in Hope section. On this section, you will find pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon, which will start in January when the MIAA play starts for the men. Also, you'll find audio podcasts of all Hope College basketball games and football games from this prior season, live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts, and photos from games and events and other happenings around Hope College. You can find this all at the Anchored in Hope section at 92.7thevan.com. Well, only 2 minutes and 55 seconds left of this ball game, and Hope College looks like they're going to sew up another victory here, Ron, with an 86-64 lead. A nice victory for them to celebrate the ending of exams.
That's a good tournament out there. Hope won it in a tough ball game last year. They defeated Whitewater as they jumped out quick on Whitewater, but Whitewater paid them back in the NCAA tournament to finish Hope's year last year. So,
and Wisconsin-Whitewater was the national runner-up as they made it all the way to the national championship game.
So a couple tough contests in this tournament for Hope this year and last year as Rebecca Lawrence gets that bounce pass from McAfee to put in two. 88-64, Hope with the lead. Capitol with the basketball as Hope clears their bench. Waiting to come in. Long three-pointer that's no good. That one by Stefani. And the substitution timeout by the Flying Dutch.
As the starters get a big hand from this crowd.
Both teams clearing the bench right now. Steph Irwin comes in for Capitol. Shelby Sigmund is in. 33-31. So for Hope, we have Autumn Anderson with the basketball over at Kaluka. Kaluka on the inside, Perkins, and Perkins drives the paint. And she's going to be given the foul, or given the shot. She drew the foul. And Brittany Gross got the foul. Perkins from the line, swish.
Well, Hope College is only 1 point away from hitting their average points per game, 90.
Second one is good. So 2 minutes left in the contest. Capital with the basketball. Gross around the outside, keeps the dribble alive, hoping his own defense. Gives it up to Sigmund, back out in front. Gross right side, long triple, no good by Davis. Rebound underneath and a jump ball. Sudbury, I think, was one of the people involved in the... And it's going to go to Capital. They'll set up their offense. Quick pass to the inside. Shot taken. No good by Irwin. Rebound comes to Hope. Anderson back out on top to Perkins. Anderson cross court pass to Perkins. Perkins in the corner sets up. Swing! And the freshman gets a big triple. 93-64, Hope with the lead. On the outside for Capital, we have Stephanie, and in the corner, long shot taken there by Sigmund. Sigmund with a triple. And we have a substitute coming in as Jordan Skolten comes in for Hope. Sudbury will inbound it. We have some league games going on too, Adam. Why don't you see if you can catch a couple of those scores? On the outside, you don't have your computer with you?
Oh, no, it's a home game, Ron. Oh.
On the outside, no good. We hit the side. Shot taken by Stefani. No good. And Capital. Back around the horn they go. To Sigmund. Sigmund out front to Stefani. Her shot, no good, and a foul. Mazarat draws the foul for Hope. And that'll send Stefani to the line.
I do have a final score for from Alma. Olivet 99, Alma 51.
And we've also got an Albion and Adrian trying at St. Mary's. Kalamazoo is non-league.
Yep, those games are all in action right now. And if those scores become final during the postgame show, we'll pass along the scores to you.
So a foul, and it'll be Jordan going on. Jordan Skolten at the line. Sets up and fires away and has it hit the back of the iron and bound right back to her. She'll have another try. This one hits the front, rolls off the edge. Mazarat with a rebound. Way outside to Anderson. Sudbury, and they're going to let the clock run out. As Anderson, Sudbury, Perkins all play catch. And Hope College will win this one as they take it 93-68. So the Flying Dutch go up 9-0 at the start of the season. And they'll head down to Florida next week for a tournament down in Florida over Christmas break. And we'll be wishing them well on their trip to Florida.
It's time for the Crown Motors postgame show, but first, let's send it back to the studio for this three-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motors postgame show, where the Hope College Flying Dutch have defeated Capital University 93-68. in the post-exam jam championship game. The all-tournament team was just named Jamie Kenton of Capital, Marquise Burns of Robert Morris, Megan Kelly and Maura McAfee of Hope were all members of the all-tournament team, and the all-tournament team MVP was Rebecca Lawrence. Solid games by all of them. Jamie Catton had 26 points and 5 rebounds in this game to earn her honors. Let's take a look at team statistics. Oh, well, we're gonna go to the interview with Dean Morehouse first. Congratulations, Coach, on another great Hope College victory.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We played pretty well.
Solid effort from the Flying Dutch this afternoon. All aspects of the game really played just a really good game against a very tough ball club.
I thought Capital played a very, very good ball game, and they had their game plan and our scouting matched up very, very well. And I was hoping we'd do a little better job defensively, but I thought overall we did very, very well, especially in the second half.
You had a close first half where the game kind of like swung back and forth, and then in the second half your starters were able to turn it up and really put the game out of reach.
Yeah, we did. I thought that our defense was good. I thought we switched over man-to-man to a zone a little bit, and I think that helped us. Capital's very good at driving the ball to the basket, and we knew that. And when it's kind of a pick your poison. We play a very aggressive man-to-man defense. In other words, we close them out hard. We get up on the lane. We don't want them to, you know, go to the middle of the floor. We have all these rules that we teach our kids, and they do them all really, really well. But today we had to close out some of their players a little bit short. In other words, don't go out and get up too far on them, because if they do, they'll drive around you. And we got to get better at that. We did okay, but we can do better at that. But the zone came through and it helped us out quite a bit. And we, you know, took care of that driving on them. And I think that's what turned the tide, you know, for the most part. And our rebounding, we rebounded very, very well. 53 rebounds is not bad.
How much of a size do you think the size advantage played into the game? Really?
Yeah, I think we, and when you have a size advantage, you've got to take advantage of it. You know, if you're smaller, you've got to box out and you've got to do the best you can. I thought we took advantage of the size we had. I thought Maura McAfee had 8 offensive rebounds, and where's Megan Kelly here? I don't know. She had a bunch of offensive rebounds. I thought she had more than that. She only had 4, but I thought, you know. And I think the other thing is it goes unnoticed sometimes is we shot, even though we only shot 67 or 68% from the free throw line, doesn't sound like a 75 or 80%. We shot free throws well when we needed to. And I thought that was important.
And three-point-wise, you did really well from the three-point line, too, because you went 41% from three-point land compared to their 21%.
Right. And I think there it is. I think, you know, if you have the right people shooting your threes, you're going to shoot a high percentage. And you need to know your role, and everybody needs to know, you know, who can and who can't. Sometimes we have to take a late three on the clock when the clock is running down. But typically if the people shoot them that can shoot them, you know, you're going to be okay there. You should be.
You get to take a little bit of a rest right now, and the young ladies get to rest after exams, and now after this you get a little bit of a layoff. What kind of schedule are you guys looking at for the rest of the week before you leave for Florida?
Well, we leave for Florida on Monday. So,
oh, really?
We got,
wow.
Our schedule is go home and pack and come back Monday morning to practice. And then we're going to make a short trip down to one of our former players. It teaches in Fenville, and Ashley Bowman has a classroom there. And we're going to go down and visit her classroom, and then we're going to head for the airport down at Grand Rapids and then head for Florida. We'll get in Monday afternoon, and then we'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then we play 2 games down there on Friday and Saturday, and come back on Monday.
Wow, that's gonna, sounds like a nice little. You're gonna be able to beat all this cold weather. You're gonna be able to enjoy a little bit of sunshine.
That'll be nice. That part of it will be very nice. Well, we have to keep our practice schedule up and try to keep their concentration and their focus up through the weekend.
And that might be a little bit tough with a whole week down in Florida.
Well, we'll let them have a good time, and they'll you know, see some things and get to relax a little bit, obviously, and not have to study for a little bit,
right?
Which would be important. Clear their heads, whatever you want to call it, and then. by Thursday and, you know, Wednesday and Thursday, we'll kind of put the pedal to the metal and get down and see what we can do for Friday and Saturday.
Once again, congratulations on a nice victory. A good way to end this nice little home stretch that you had.
Yes, we finally got back to our gym and played a few games, and we played well, so that's good for us. And I think we'll continue on that stride.
Well, Ron, do you have any questions?
If I don't see you guys, have a Merry Christmas. And I think it's so great that you guys can be here, especially when we're having bad weather. And not that we have good crowds all the time, obviously, but it's nice when people can't come to the game. You know, they can get up on the radio and listen and follow us that way. And that's great to have you guys here. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Coach.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Merry Christmas to you. That was Coach Dean Morehouse with the post-game interview. Let's send it back to the studio for another break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on the Crown Motor Post-Game Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motors Post-Game Show here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, where the Hope College Flying Dutch have defeated Capital University 93-68 in the Post-Exam Jam Championship game. Let's take a look at team statistics. First for Capital University, they shot 40% from the field, 26 of 65. They shot 21% from three-point land at 3 of 14. They were 13 of 17 from the free throw line for 6%. They had 29 rebounds, 14 offensive, 15 defensive. They turned over the ball 15 times. They only had one lead, which was a one-point lead with 5:53 left in the first half. Team statistics for Hope College, they shot 47% from the field, 31 of 66. They went 7 of 17 from three-point land for 41%. They were 24 of 35 from the free throw line for 68%, shooting almost twice as many free throws as Capital. And they held a decisive rebounding edge with 53 rebounds, 27 offensive, 26 defensive. 53 rebounds for Hope College compared to Capital's 29. Hope College had a little bit of problems taking care of the ball at times in this game. Got a little sloppy. They had 17 turnovers compared to Capital's 15. Their largest lead was 29 points, which was with a buck 39 left in the game. And that was when Hope College hit their final basket of the game. Their scoring average for the season is 90 points. They ended up with 93. Capital University's individual statistics. Their only player that got into double digits made the all-tournament team, and that was Jamie Catton, who had 26 points and 5 rebounds. Shelby Sheets had 9 points and 2 rebounds. Simone Gage had 8 points, 1 rebound, and 5 assists. Monica Heckman had 2 points and 1 rebound. And Cookie Jaroski had 9 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. Coming off the bench, Courtney Merritt had 2 points and 3 rebounds. Nina Napolitano had 4 points and 2 rebounds. Shelby Sigmund had 3 points. Kristen Thomas had 4 points and 2 rebounds. And Stephanie Irwin had 3 rebounds. And Katie Klingman also came off the bench and had 1 rebound. For Hope College, was a pretty solid performance all the way around. They had 3 members on the all-tournament team, including the tournament MVP Rebecca Lawrence. Maura McPhee made the all-tournament team, as did Megan Kelly. Each of them got into double digits, as did Brittany Berry. Megan Kelly led the Flying Dutch in scoring this afternoon with 23 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists. Rebecca Lawrence was right behind her with 21 points and 12 rebounds. Maura McAfee, another double-double for her. She had 12 points and 12 rebounds. And Brittany Berry had 12 points and 1 rebound and 6 assists. All of her points came from beyond the arc as she went 4 for 6 from three-point land. Other members of the Flying Dutch, Angelique Gaddy had a solid performance. She had 7 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. Elizabeth Perkins came in off the bench and added in 5 points. Hannah Dole had 3 points and 4 rebounds. Amanda Traversa had 6 points and 6 boards. Anna Kaufman had 4 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. And Kelsey Mazurek came off the bench and added with 2 rebounds. Jordan Skolton had 1 rebound. And Emily Klocka also had 1 rebound. Hope College Its record improved to 9-0. Capitals' record fall to 5-3. Taking a look at the statistics, Ron, what stands out to you?
Well, I think the rebounding, it jumps right out at you with 53 rebounds is just fantastic. And, you know, they needed all those rebounds out there because Capital was giving them a run for their money. But Capital did not have the three-point play down. They took very few three-pointers compared to some teams out there, but they did not hit on their three-point shots. They're a driving team, and as Coach Moe said, they had trouble driving through our zone defense, especially in the second half, to get their points, and that kind of turned the tide. But I think that jumps out at you the most. I'm a little disappointed number of turnovers by the Flying Dutch, as they had 17 turnovers. It isn't often that we find hope with more turnovers than the opposition.
They got a little sloppy with the ball at times, and it showed in the first half where they got sloppy and turned over the ball a few times, and Capital made them pay for it and went on a run.
Capital had 11 steals. So that's a good defensive ball club that you're playing against. If they're going to steal the ball 11 times from you, and you're going to turn the ball over 15 times, that's pretty good effort by the opponent.
If somebody reads the paper tomorrow and sees the score 93-68, they're going to think it's another typical Hope College blowout. But this wasn't that. The score doesn't really reflect how close the game really was, because Capital, for all that it was worth, was in this game right up until probably about halfway through the second half, where Hope College just turned on the burners and ended the game.
Yeah, it was just a little bit too much. They started to run into a little bit of foul problems and some things that you do, and you get tired, and you got the same people, they have their main scorer, and that's it. You only have one person, double figures. She's going to get tired, and it's going to drop off a little bit.
Yep, and Hope College made him pay, and a mark of a very good ball team. Hope College went on to get this victory, and they're now 9-0, and they're going to have a nice little trip to Florida and to be able to maybe take an exhale and say, well, okay, exams are done. We'll focus all on basketball from here on out until the next semester begins. So that'll be nice. Well, taking a look at the statistics, Ron, you might be a little bit of a tough choice for the player of the game this evening. You can't just automatically give it to Rebecca Lawrence because she was named the tournament MVP, because that tournament MVP was for last night's game and this afternoon's game. So, well, this is going to be a little bit of a tough choice for Ron.
Well, you've got three players out there you're trying to toss at me. How about a group threesome or something to go with this MVP? Because we got two girls with double-double, and that's usually enough to get you into the MVP spot. And then you have one young lady that with 23 points out there, which is a career record. And so you're setting a career record, and you still don't get the MVP. You know, that's tough. And then you've got Rebecca Lawrence, who has that double-double with 12 rebounds and 21 points. And you really couldn't ask for a much better ball game from her. So you've got three people that could walk in and take that MVP of the ball game out here spot and, be fully content and I think be fully justified in getting it. So you've got the three individuals, and do I have to pick one?
No.
Or do I?
I think you could go with all three.
Get to go with the three of them. So I think we'll go with the three of them tonight. And this has been a great ball game for all three of those young ladies. And so congratulations to all three of them.
The La Persona Salon Spa players of the game are Rebecca Lawrence, Maura McAfee, and Megan Kelly. That is presented by La Persona Salon and Spa across from Dutton Park, your complete image destination for hair, nails, massage, and clothing alterations. The official attendance for the ball game is 836 and is presented by Sympatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue or have a cup of Sympatico Coffee at the game. Hope College's record improves to 9-0. Capital's record falls to 5-4. This is Adam Prince speaking for Ron Weatherby, thanking everyone at Hope College, especially Alan Babbitt, Also, special thanks to Holly Rose of the station for keeping us on the air and making us sound very, very good. Finally, thank you for joining us this evening. We invite you to join Ron and me at 92.7 The Van next Friday as the Hope College Flying Dutchman return to action and will host Lake Forest in the Holland Sentinel Rustavet Classic. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 7:40. Once again, the final score is Hope College 93, Capital 68. Have an unbelievable and safe evening, everyone.